Hi, Raymond. I haven't seen him in a long time. Okay. Hi. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Obviously, I was just kind of yakking away. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. We are coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club right now. Going on here, you can come on over to you, is the 4th annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am event. Benefits the Love and Love Tennis Foundation. They do such a great job bringing tennis here to the juniors here in the Coachella Valley. And joining us, such an honor, joining us is Charlie Passerell, founders of the big events here, and tennis events here at the established Indian Wells Tennis Gardens tournaments. Hi, Charlie. Avi, I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you.
I'm a little starstruck here because you have such a rich history. I've written for some tennis magazines about things that you have done in the world of tennis. So really, I'm very very honored that you are here with us.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Francois. Yeah.
So I probably botched the whole thing, but anyway, Charlie. So tell us a little bit about Rosie. You've known Rosie for a while and her dedication to this.
I think, first of all, I've known Rosie forever. I mean, we actually played mixed doubles when we were both active on the tour, and so she's been a dear friend for a long, long time. We grew up; we're the same generation. We grew up together, playing junior tennis. And so what I think she's doing here is magnificent. This, you know, what she does with the kids and the program and the Love Tennis Foundation, it's just an amazing program. And I'm very proud. I'm very proud of what she does, and I'm a strong supporter.
Well, obviously, you're here today giving support and love to this event. Charlie, now, with us, folks, is Charlie Passerell. You had a dream of making a huge event happen here in the Coachella Valley with tennis. How long ago was it when you were dreaming that this could be? You knew tennis was big here. It was more of a tennis than a golf down here. People came down here for the tennis. How long ago was that dream?
Well, the first tournament that I ran was in 1981, and we did it at the La Quinta Resort. And even then, I thought I wanted to build a tournament where it was a men's tournament only at that time. And I said, I want to build a tournament that the players love coming to. We treat everybody the same. There were no guarantees given to the top players. You know, every player was treated the same. Everybody got a hospitality. And so soon thereafter, I realized, I said, you know, we got to make this thing a very special event in the tour. And so my next step was to try to bring in the girls and bring women's tennis to be played along with men's tennis. That took a while. It wasn't until about 1994 that I was able and succeeded in doing that. And by that time, we had outgrown the facility at the La Quinta Resort, and we built a bigger stadium at the Indian Wells, what is now the Hyatt. The stadium no longer exists there, but it's at the Hyatt Hotel. The only way I could build a stadium was to finance a hotel. So it was a hotel that had a stadium on it.
Uh-huh.
And then we quickly outgrew that. And so by the middle of 90s and 96, 97, we started looking around for an expansion. We needed to build a bigger stadium. We needed more courts, more hospitality, more parking, more of everything.
Everything.
And Ray Moore was my partner then. And so we partnered, and we succeeded in purchasing what is the property where now the Indian Wells Tennis Garden is, and the rest is history.
Well, it is. And you, does it astound you, or did you know that it was going to be as big as it is?
Well, yes. The answer is I always dream I wanted to make this, the fifth match what the Grand Slams are doing, you know, and that was the goal. When I played tennis, I always wanted to be the best, try to be the best player I could. When every time I walk on the court, I always felt like I had to be the winner.
Yeah.
And so pretty much I carry that same attitude towards building a tennis tournament. I wanted to make it the best. And thank God that Mr. Larry Ellison bought the event, because he certainly feels very much the same way, and he's got the resources to do it, and he's got the vision to do it, and I think what he has done is remarkable. And so I'm so happy that he is now the new owner and the new person in charge there, and with Raymond, that, you know, running it for him.
Love
it's
he's fantastic.
It's just a great combination.
All right, and now you get to go and just relax and enjoy it.
That's right. Yeah. I don't have the pressures anymore.
Don't have to worry about
I love it. I still feel very much a part of it. I still feel much as my little baby. But but you know, I have to give them credit for taking it to the level they have taken it now.
Definitely, and again, it's not, and it's so nice that you embrace it as well. That you come back. That you didn't just hand it over it and say, I'm done. You embrace it. You're here every year. You enjoy it. And to support Rosie like this in this event for the junior golfers, how important are organizations like Rosie's Love for Love Tennis Foundation to the junior tennis program?
Well, it's really the basis, the fundamentals of how our sport grows. And programs like this is what make the sport of tennis great. Without them, you know, the sport would not be where it is today. So it is the devoted individuals like Rosie who gets behind it, who works awfully hard, who gives a lot of herself, you know, to get behind something like this and to really help. And tennis is just a wonderful sport. It's a sport for a lifetime. It teaches a lot of lessons, whether you're young, middle age, or even the elderly. You know, they can enjoy the sport, and it teaches you a lot of lessons. And so I think it's a great, great thing what she does, and she's passing on to our next generation of young players a lot of great morals and ideals about how to play the game. To me, those are the most important things, you know. And so they are the foundation to building a sport. And thank God that we have the Rosie Casals, you know, of the world hanging around doing it.
Right. And with us, folks, is Charlie Passarell. He basically, along with Ray Moore, they started this tennis phenomenon here in the Coachella Valley, which, of course, now we have 400-and-some visitors come just to go to the BNP Paribas.
400,000-plus.
Excuse me, 400,000-plus. That was the figure was in my mind, because I have a question that keeps popping in my head when we're talking. Because of your passion, Rosie's passion, Ray's passion. Tennis is a sport that sometimes people think sports like this are for the elite only. But we see junior players that start in the municipal courts in some little town somewhere that just love the game and work their way up to world-class tennis players. How inspiring is that for everybody still when you see people like that do it?
Very much so. You know, early on, way back in the late 60s, early 70s, Arthur Ashe, who was my college roommate and my best friend, we, along with Sheridan Snyder, we founded a thing called the National Junior Tennis League. It's now the National Junior Tennis and Learning, NJTL. And the whole idea of that program was to really take kids, it was a summertime program, started out as a summertime program to get kids off the street, bring them into the public parks, into the public courts, sometimes makeshift courts in parking lots. We started the program in the five boroughs of New York, Richmond, Virginia, and also in Connecticut. And the whole idea was not to develop the next Wimbledon champion or the next U.S. Open champion, but it was to try to, through the sport of tennis, to try to teach a lot of lessons to the kids, get them off the streets, get them away from crime, get them away from drugs and gangs, and give them something to do in the summertime. And by that, encourage them to stay in school, to really do the right things. And it's a program that continues to grow like this. And we have over 350 chapters around the country now, over 300,000 kids that are involved in the program. And it's once again, it's a great way to use the sport to really help a lot of kids. These are underprivileged kids, most of them. You know, they're not your country club kids. Even though some of them do play in the NJTL programs, but it's a wonderful program. So what Rosie does is very much along those lines, that's why it's just wonderful to have that those programs along.
Well, and I think too, a lot of people don't realize, they think that the Indian Wells, the tennis garden shuts down after the tournament, but there are a lot of junior programs that go on over there, and we have a lot throughout the valley. So don't folks just think that that's it.
Oh, no. There's not only just junior programs. There's junior programs. There's adult programs. There's senior programs. There's college programs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a year-round facility that really helps promote the sport.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for taking the time to come over here. I know you're out there socializing with everybody, having a good time, showing your support. We really appreciate it. Such an honor to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Francoise. It's really nice to be here.
All right. Okay, folks, with that, we're going to step aside for just a second. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club at the Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper, their fourth annual Team Tennis Pro-Am. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise with our live remote here coming to you from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We are at the Jackie Cooper, Rosie Casals. I think it's the other way around, but either way, it's our fourth annual Team Tennis Pro-Am. Such a great event. It keeps growing. Charlie Passarell is here. Ray Moore's here. Of course, Ray handles the management of the BNP, the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens over there. Charlie Passarell, founder, both of those guys, founders of tennis here in the Coachella Valley. Very exciting to have them here and showing support. Well, joining us now is Lorne Kuhn. Did I say that right?
Kuhl, as in molecule, reticule,
all right.
Particle.
Lorne, you've been on the show before, but not in this capacity, because you are the recipient of the Jackie Cooper Award. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's nice because Jackie was a special friend.
He was a special friend. So tell us about this event here happening at Indian Ridge. We were talking with Charlie earlier about Rosie. How important are organizations like the Love and Love Tennis Foundation?
Well, it's very important because the future of tennis in America is sown right here with young kids learning how to play. And Rosie has put together this event to raise money for the development of youth tennis. And in particular, players that are actually have a chance to make it in the big leagues. So it's very important. If we don't get help for those kids, a lot of them won't get the opportunity to go out and practice and play. And at the very least, these kids end up getting free rides to college through scholarships. Mm-hmm. So that's the worst that can happen, which is a fantastic achievement. And then, of course, the best as it can happen is that you can become number one in the world and make about $40 million a year.
Yeah, there you go. That's not a bad scenario. But I know Charlie was talking about getting these kids off the streets and heading them in the right direction. What is your connection with Jackie Cooper?
Jackie and I are the same age. We grew up together playing in junior tennis, except he was number one and I was number 100. And we joined forces later in life, and we partnered together to run Jackie Cooper Tennis, a club right down the road here. Mm-hmm. We did that for several years, and we started a lot of junior tournaments for kids. And we also raised money for Merv Griffin Child Help through a bunch of our events, and because we both had a close association with Merv Griffin. And Jackie died of cancer about 3 years ago, and so I'm still standing at this moment and still trying to carry the banner for Jackie and myself. And go out and keep this thing rolling.
All right. So you still have the organization. It's still going that you and Jackie started.
Well, we don't. That particular club is no longer in existence, but Jackie and I partnered in tournaments. These are like special events. Mm-hmm. And so Jackie's not here, so I'm doing that.
Okay.
And I pretend Jackie's here. And a lot of the help I get for these tournaments is because of Jackie's friends.
All right. Well, it's very special that you are getting this award. I know everyone is very thrilled that you'll be receiving this. And we talk about how the growth of junior tennis, how it's just growing in leaps and bounds. I'm sure like with any sport, there was a lull because sometimes sports such as tennis gets a elitist name tag on it. And that's what you don't want. You want the public to know that tennis is for everyone, for all walks of life and for all ages. And I think that's really important when you have events like this.
Yeah, of course. We want to grow the game in every facet. It's a cradle to grave game, okay? Mm-hmm. So we start with a cradle and we end at the grave when they actually have 90 and over players playing in the tennis tournaments. So that's what we're doing.
All right. And, do you still play?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah,
I play
every day.
Did you play this morning? Are you playing today?
I didn't. No, I've got an injury right now, so I'm taking a little break until I get this thing healed. Otherwise, I would love to have played.
Okay. So now, do you also mentor? Do you mentor young? When you run across players, you run across juniors that are into the game, but you see that their head's not really on straight about it. They maybe are a little lost along the way with life in general. Where do you come in?
Well, our vehicle are the tournaments right now. we do make relationships along the way, and we have developed relationships, and the trickle-down effect has impacted people individually if we get to know them and we develop a relationship with them. And so, you know, there's thousands and thousands of kids out there, so we're just trying to reach as many as we can through these events, these tournaments. And like I said, there's a trickle-down effect that impacts them every day in life. So tennis is life. You learn how to play tennis, you learn how to live. You learn how to get the job. You learn how to take defeat. You learn how to succeed. You learn how to handle failure. So it's a lesson itself just to be able to play the game.
And it's so important that you get support. Even from the non-tennis playing families, you get support. You have people come out, they support the juniors, they buy the raffle tickets, they have the lunch. Just showing support is huge for events such as this. And you encourage people that aren't tennis players to come and take a peek.
Well, of course. We want to spread the word, spread the gospel.
Spread the gospel.
That's what we're doing.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. And today, again, you are the recipient of the Jackie Cooper Award. Okay. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Francois.
So
thank you. And love to talk to you anytime.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Go on out there and show us your award, too, when you get it. All right. Thank you. Well, folks, there you heard it. I mean, this is really important to everyone here. The event is going on until 3 o'clock today, and you're more than welcome to come on over and participate. Join in the raffle. Buy some raffle tickets. There's auction items. Lunch is going on right now. Everybody is over there at the lunch station. Then they also have the 1:30, the Pro Junior Shootout happens at 1:30, and all you have to do at the gate is say that you're here for the tennis event. That's all you have to do. And trophies are going to be started. They're going to be awarding trophies now. They're calling Rosie out to the court, the main court here. I'm sitting here looking at the main tennis court. In fact, I'm going to turn that mic around so you can kind of see what's there. You go. You might be able to hear a little bit of what's going on out there. But they're going to be giving some awards away. It looks like they're not giving Lorne his award until about 1 o'clock, or they might do it a little bit sooner. You know, things are running along very smoothly, so here, I think we have an airplane going right over us. It's probably carrying a banner. I don't know. Anyway, lots of stuff going on here. Very exciting, so come on over. It is open to the public, and be part of this tournament happening at Indian Ridge Country Club here in Palm Desert, right off of Country Club. Beautiful facility. Not only do they have tennis here, they have tennis, golf, spa, fitness. You heard it. Hall Wade was here. In fact, when we went to break, Traveling with Francois is going to be here for their ribbon cutting grand opening of Phase 2. Now, Ray Moore is over here. I have so much respect for Raymond Moore. He does run the tennis gardens over there. He does a phenomenal job, and he's here to support Rosie. Rosie's getting a lot of support. As we can see, this event is growing in leaps and bounds. Now, if you know someone that a junior that's out there that you think they'd be need some help from the Love and Love Tennis Foundation, you can always give Rosie a call. She just puts her phone number right out there. You can call her at 760-772-9411, and she's happy to help you and talk to you about what's going on with the Love and Love Tennis Foundation. Or you can send her an email at sportswoman, and there's no A in woman, at AOL.com. Like I said, she's happy to talk to people. She puts herself out there. She picks up the phone. She talks to you, and that even makes it more special. She's hands-on all the way. Now, I was going to tell you about a few events going on in the Valley when we had some time. I told you about the Clydesdale coming on the 26th. Those are on the 25th. There's also the Dine Out for Life on Thursday, the 26th. All proceeds from Ristretto, the coffee shop there inside the 500. 100% of the proceeds for the entire day will go to Dining Out for Life for the AIDS projects going on. We have B. Alston's Jewelers. They have their founders event going on all week long, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. What else is happening? The Palm Springs International Film Society welcomes back the Short Fest alumni Jennifer Reeder, Lisa Donato, and Fazia Mirzwa for a special first feature screening of Signature Move. That happens on the 26th as well. It will be at UCR Palm Desert Auditorium at 6 p.m. That looks like it is a free event, so go on over there and support that. Lots of events happening in the Coachella Valley right now. Into May, we have lots of things going on, and lots of free movies will be coming out. The series Under the Stars, Cinema Under the Stars, is happening in Rancho Mirage. Their next film, and this is a free event, is on April 28th. It's Breakfast at Tiffany's. So, and that happens, what, at dusk? Sunset? Dusk? Yeah. At the amphitheater in Rancho Mirage. So you can go on over there. Looks like the gate's probably open. I don't know. It doesn't say exactly what time, but I would say around 5 or so. So go on over there and get your seat. And again, that is at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater, free event, and it's a free movie on April 28th. So we will get a lot of free events, movies, and the stars, because it is so beautiful at night here as the weather warms up during the day. All you need to do is check the Traveling with Francois website and our calendar, events calendar page, and the information will be right there. There'll either be a link, a website link, or a telephone number, and you can contact the venue themselves to go to their website, find out about a little more. All right, so it looks like when we step aside here shortly for our local and national news break, when we come back, Rod Smith is going to join us. I think Rod has been on the show before. I think so. I think so. And we're going to talk about pickleball. Now, I have been kind of playing off and on. I've been invited to come over to play here at Indian Ridge. I don't know if I'm good enough. We're going to find out all about it. But it's just one more, I call them amenities, but it's just one more fun thing for the residents and members to do when you live here at Indian Ridge Country Club. And plus, pickleball is the rage. It is all across the country. Everyone's playing it. New courts are popping up all over. They have them right here on property. So, you know, when you're there, take advantage of it and do it. That's what I say. Definitely. Okay, folks, on that note, we will step aside. We will be back for more of Traveling with Francois. Again, coming to you live from the 4th Annual Rosie Casals Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Come on over. Show your support. Tell them at the gate you're here for the tennis event. Please, and buy some raffle tickets, silent auction items, and more. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Of course, we're coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club, the 4th Annual Rosie Casals and Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. They are giving out some awards right now, taking some pictures, having some fun. Lunch was just, people are eating lunch, and Rosie's out there in the courts behind us. But joining me right here in front of me with the mic in hand is Rod Smith. Hi, Rod.
Hi, Francois.
Well, it's a pretty exciting day here. Tennis is. Why don't you hold that mic up just a little bit closer? There you go. All right. We think of tennis as one thing, and pickleball is maybe a baby tennis, but pickleball is sweeping the country. You guys have a huge amount of players here at Indian Ridge that play pickleball. So, Rod, why don't you tell us a little bit about the sport?
I will. I'm delighted to do so. You know, it's hard to imagine, but it's 53 years old. This year.
Wow.
Yeah, it started in, actually, the Pritchard family and friends started it in Bainbridge Island off of Seattle 53 years ago. And they did it really to keep the kids busy. So they found some ping pong paddles. They found an old wiffle ball. And they had a badminton court. So they decided to put the net up and let's go and have some fun. And that developed from that. Ultimately, for the last several decades after that, 20 years for sure, it became quite the sport around the Seattle area. And then it kind of migrated, if you will, out of there. A lot of it due to the RV community that moved it. It saw it as a sport that was something they'd get their arms around. It was cheap. It was fun. Easy to do. Easy to learn. It's on a small court, and
but it's very athletic too, though.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
indeed. You're
jumping around. Now, we were talking a little bit about paddle tennis. I played paddle tennis about 12 years or so ago, and then the group kind of fell apart. And I frankly thought the pickleball and paddle tennis were the same things, but they're not.
No, they're not. No.
And why?
Well, paddleball.
Or paddleball. I don't know why we call it paddleball.
Which was very big, very popular in Southern California. It's played on a little larger court, and it's with a rubberized ball.
Okay.
So it the ball tends to come to you more. And you do play it with a paddle, but it's a different ball. So this ball that we use is like a wiffle ball. It's a perforated plastic ball. And the difference is it doesn't come to you. You have to go to it.
Ah.
So when it's hit to you, there's a lot of movement forward to get to that.
Okay.
And so it's played on a smaller court. This pickleball is played on a smaller court. And it's a lower net by a couple of inches. It's 34-inch center on a pickleball court. And there's some things that are unique about it. It actually was designed as a combination of, when it emerged, I should say, as a combination of badminton, tennis, and ping pong, really.
Oh.
And so being it's a small court, you have to be, you can dominate the game if you're up at the net. So what they did is they created a no-volley zone around the net on this small court, and it's known as the kitchen. And you hear people say, stay out of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So you cannot go into the kitchen and volley. Oh. So that's quite a difference from tennis, where you hit an overhead serve, you dash into the net, make a volley. That's a great thing, but you can't quite do that because they have another rule. You have to, after you serve, and incidentally, you serve underhand.
Right.
You serve underhand, and your serving team has to wait for that ball to bounce back.
Yeah.
So it keeps you back of the court. Ultimately, though, the objective is to move up as close as you can to the kitchen line, which is 7 feet from the net. And that gives you the angles that you need to play the game.
Okay, but where did the name come from?
Ah, the name is
pickleball.
Pickleball.
I think of the
Pritchard family had a dog. The dog was called Pickle. Mm. And they were, you know, when they started this game, the ball would be all over the yard, and the Pickle would run after the ball, and they'd say, "Come here, that's Pickle's ball," and it, you know, emerged from that. That's one story.
Okay, I said, wait a minute.
There's another rebuff, but I think I like the pickle dog.
Yeah,
the dog
cute.
Story. The other one is that pickle boats are those last boats that come in from a regatta into the shore, and it emerged from that. I can't quite see the connection, but that's interesting.
Yeah, we'll go
well.
With the dog story. That's a cute story. That's a fun story. Now, right here at Indian Ridge, you have quite a big following of pickleball. Tell us about your events here at the club.
Yeah, we have first, for beginning players, we have an introductory session, and that's put on by members who volunteer members, and we do that weekly. That's just to introduce people to the game. And then we have a couple of certified instructors that put on clinics three or four times a week for more advanced, intermediate and advanced players. Then we have, I think, a very exciting interclub program where we played other clubs. And we play like at least twice a month. We'll be playing a different club in the Valley. We've played the Lakes. We played Toscana. We played Sun City. We played Trilogy, et cetera.
Ron, I just want to, just about every country club now, or I would say the gated community, do they have pickleball teams?
With the varying degrees. We're fortunate here. We have 7 courts dedicated to pickleball under lights. We have a nice pavilion. Other clubs don't necessarily have that many courts. The smaller clubs typically can't get teams together. We did some of the inner clubs. We try to get a couple of the smaller clubs to come by and kind of join in so we can have an interesting round robin match.
So about how many teams are in the Coachella Valley that you know of, just off the top of your head?
Oh, clubs, I would say dozen and a half.
So when you guys compete, that's really fun because
you
have plenty of teams to compete. And
then
you have your own inter-community events here as well for your pickleball players.
Oh, yeah. We have a number of events. For example, next year our plan is to have – we're going to have one on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a round robin event.
Yep.
You know, in the mornings when people are waiting around for the game, big game to begin, they're going to play pickleball.
Work up an appetite.
Yeah.
How many players do you have here in Indian Ridge that play pickleball?
I would say on a regular basis, 60.
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, that's a lot, except some of the other clubs, the bigger clubs like Sun City, have 300.
Oh, well, I don't know. 60 sounds like a lot to me when they're all out there playing.
But we're happy with our 60.
I bet you are, because you have a beautiful facility for
it
here. Now, how do people sign up? How do they get involved?
Well, one of the things we do, we have on our club site, there is a, you can go in and hit on a pickleball button, actually tennis and pickleball, and that'll come up with all the instructions on rules, how to play the game, strategies, and how to begin playing.
Okay.
And I also, we've started a blog site where all of our members are connected on a blog site. We have a domain called irpickleballers.com.
Okay.
And they go in, and they get emails regularly about events coming up and times and all that. And also the club sends out email blast to all members about pickleball and how they can get involved. And it's we like to see our players. It's amazing over the last 2 or 3 years how the level of play has become increasingly better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because of clinics, more play, of course, but also clinics and other events that we have. We look forward to events like the Canadian members against the U.S. members. Mm-hmm. You know, we do that in golf. We're going to do it in pickleball. We're going to do bogeys and faults, which is our tennis. We play tennis and golf. This year we're going to play bogey and faults, but it's going to be pickleball. Next season.
Yeah.
We're going to do pickleball and golf, which will be a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a ton of fun. And people, when they want to get involved with pickleball here at Indian Ridge, do they go to you direct? Who do they talk to?
They usually talk to the tennis desk here.
The tennis desk, and they will send them over to you.
They'll email me, you know, and they'll know, they'll collect the names to do the introductory program.
Okay.
Yeah,
and awards. Sure. You guys have won some awards. You have some really top-notch players here.
Yes, we've got some medal winners.
Uh-huh.
I happen to have won a couple of medals at local tournaments.
Yep.
I'm hopeful that we're going to have the Nationals, you know, over here next fall at the Tennis Gardens, which is very exciting.
Yep.
This is the National Championships. Hopefully a lot of our players are going to be in there. There'll be 1,500 players at that event.
Wow.
So you can see how pickleball has picked up significantly. Next week in Naples, Florida, there's the U.S. Open, and there'll be another 1,500 to 2,000 people playing.
Well,
and the pros, it's moved from, you know, many of the pros, pickleball pros, are tennis pros. So we have the Lakes tennis director, Marcin Rupetsky, Morgan Evans at Shadow Mountain, and three or four others who are in the top dozen players in the country are right here. So the desert has a lot to do with pickleball and a lot to be proud of.
Well, it's very exciting. I know, like I say, Indian Ridge has a huge pickleball support here. Rod Smith is the man to call, or just come on over and ask for Rod. He'll fill you in on any questions you need, answers and whatnot. Rod, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And again, congrats on this great event here today.
Okay, see you on the courts.
Yeah, I need to work now. I need to get to work. All right, folks. On that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we will kind of wrap up the show. Hopefully, we'll have a couple junior tennis players with us as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. As this show winds down, another great event here at Indian Ridge. Now, right now, Rosie is out there at the main court, and they are awarding Lorne with his Jackie Cooper Award. Out there is Raymond Moore and Charlie Passerell, and lots of people sitting over there in the shade having lunch, watching, and this is really lots of photographers out here. So, again, a really really wonderful, successful event here for the game of tennis for the juniors, to get the juniors involved in tennis. Happens right here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Again, this is the fourth annual event. Now, we were hoping to have a couple of the junior players come on over and join us. I don't see them anywhere. You never know. They've been playing. They're having lunch and, you know, they're kind of wrapped up in their stuff. But hopefully one of them might wander over here. If not, we will just talk about just stuff in general. How's that? Stuff in general. I'm listening to Rosie out there. She's so dedicated to what she's doing, and she's just so You can tell. So proud of everything that has happened here today. Now, they are going to have the shootout, the Pro-Am Junior shootout that starts at 1:30. You can come on over and support that. The auction items, the silent auction, the raffle items are, let's see, that table is open until 2 o'clock. Oops, I forgot to turn my fan off. There you go. That's probably a little bit better. It's getting a little warm out here. Equipment's getting a little warm. So I did turn everything off. There, how's that? Sorry about that. I forgot. Anyway, because I was watching what's going on in the home court right here, the big court, the stadium court. Anyway, there we go. Fans off. Sound should be a little bit better. Sorry about that. I also want to thank all my sponsors. So you hear them every week, all our segment sponsors and whatnot. When we do this, I change it up a little bit. I certainly don't have the time to talk about them as much as we normally do, but just go to the website. You'll see everybody that's involved with Traveling with Françoise, keeping it on the air. I certainly appreciate, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. And if you know of a company that would work well with this show, let them know. Send me their info. Have them call me, and I'm happy to talk to them, because this is my show, owned and operated by me, traveling, me, Françoise Rhodes, Traveling with Françoise Radio and Television. For those of you that have tuned into the second hour, we are coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club. They have this annual event. This is the fourth annual Rosie Casals, Jackie Cooper Team Tennis Pro-Am. They do such a wonderful job. So we kind of shifted away from travel in this hour of the show. Next week, we'll get back on track. But I want to remind you, we have a couple new contests on the contest page. One of them is for a two-night stay at the Omni Tucson National Inn. It's a fabulous resort. Two nights, breakfast daily. Your expiration date is not until April of next year. So go to the website, see how you can enter. You have to do a little bit of work to enter. And we also have that $50 gift certificate to Riccio's Steakhouse in Palm Springs, thanks to the Desert Entertainer. So you have to do a little work to enter that contest as well. But all the information is on the contest page of Traveling with Françoise. So now Ray Moore is talking. Charlie Passarell was talking. The recipient, he has a vest on. I'm not sure how he can be wearing a vest when it's this warm, but he has one on, looking very sharp. And he is the Lorne Kuhn. He is the Jackie Cooper Award winner. Okay, some other news. Here's a little bit of travel news, though. I thought you might have an interest in this. Top cities of the Western United States rank best of the West. They include Palm Springs, California, in the most recent issue of Sunset Magazine. They say it's a city reimagining its present and future. They say the new downtown is evolving to embrace a new energetic vibe. So lots of kudos to downtown Palm Springs and what they are doing down there. Of course, this month of April, it is festival week, month, week, the whole month. Coachella Fest 1, Coachella Fest 2, Stagecoach. The month started out with the Indian Wells Music Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. We have music in our blood going on here. We can't stop tapping our feet. And then we go into our summer months. But remember, a lot of free events happening during the summer here in the Valley. Of course, we're really big here on 4th of July. We have people come from all over to spend 4th of July here in the Coachella Valley because of all the free fireworks shows that we have all over. So you don't want to miss that as well. And as Diane Williams said, it is becoming a year-round resident for many, many people. They stay here all year long now. They adjust during the summer. I'm a year-round resident. I travel a little bit. Do some of your running around a little bit earlier in the day, but air conditioning is on full blast everywhere you go. So, and that is when our parking spots in the shade, they become worth about $1 million. Yes, to get that shaded spot. We'll drive around. We covet those spots. So definitely a different way of life here in the summer. Remember, too, rattlesnakes, be aware of those. We do have those here in the Coachella Valley. Be aware of those with your pets as well. Be careful when you're out there on those hiking trails and whatnot. If you encounter a rattlesnake, slowly back away. Yes, and keep your dogs on a short leash and stay on wide, well-traveled trails. And that is thanks to the Animal Samaritans here in the Coachella Valley. We thank them so much for all that they do. But use your common sense. In fact, this morning, before I came over, I opened my garage door, and across the street is a duck with all these little tiny babies in the street. I wasn't sure what to do because I didn't want to panic her and the kids, so I kept my eye on her. She kept them in the gutter, but I think she was looking for a way to get up on the other side in the shady spot. But again, I didn't want to mess with Mother Nature too much, so I kept my eye on her. I was going to flag down any cars that were driving by really fast on the street that I live, but luckily nobody was around, and hopefully Mama made it with all her little babies somewhere safe and sound. But I thought, oh, come on, she must be a new mother. Has no idea that that street is not a safe place for her kids. So when you see the animals out there, give them some love, be aware, be careful, and help them along if you can. But remember, don't disrupt what Mother Nature there has to offer. Okay, next week, what are we doing on the show next week? Let me look at my notes right here. Next week, we are having Animal Samaritans. A representative, I think, is Tom Snyder, who's going to be joining us on the show. We're going to talk about what Animal Samaritans, what they do, how they can help you find the perfect pet, how they can help you take care of the pets that you have, and let you know, give you some a heads up as far as tips on raising, tips on summer heat, lots of great information from Animal Samaritans. So again, we will be having the folks from Animal Samaritans join us. And then we're going to have someone that is new to the show as well, Craig Campbell. He has a site that's called CoachellaValley.com. And he, like me, did this to spread the word on events that are going on in the Coachella Valley, links to them, phone numbers, more, so you know that there is constantly something going on here. So we're going to have Craig on. I'm actually going to have him on in the travel portion of the show. I'm doing it because we have our listeners in Arizona. We have our listeners that all over that listen to us streaming. Yes, you can download the free app and listen to us streaming live. So I want to give those folks an idea of where, besides my website, because I certainly can't cover everything, here's another website. A very easy to navigate website that will let people know what is going on here in the Coachella Valley. And again, that's CoachellaValley.com. So we're going to have Craig join us. So should be a fun show. We'll have some prizes to give away. Back to a little bit of our normal rhythm for you. And that will be happening next week. And we'll be back in studio. We'll be back live in the station. So I won't need my fan here that's not working right now. Okay, in back to, now we'll jump back to travel news. The National Parks Foundation, their spring poll results. Favorite park activities include hiking, seeing wildlife, photography, relaxing, and camping. Top voted parks, and remember, there are a lot of parks, state and national parks across the country. Take advantage of them. And Yellowstone is the top park, Yosemite second, Grand Canyon third, Glacier National Park, that is fourth, and Zion National Park is fifth. So, and you can visit your national parks if you get a senior pass or get an annual pass. An annual pass costs $80 and can pay for itself when you use multiple visits to parks in a 12-month period. $80 versus some parks which are charging $10 or more to get in. So if you plan on doing a lot of traveling, going to a lot of national parks, go and get an annual pass. You can do that through AAA. You can go to the website. They are easy to get. It is $20 for senior, and a lifetime pass for senior is only $80. So definitely the annual passes are worth it. Remember, they have the free days that you can visit parks. Yesterday was a free park day. Coming up, National Public Lands Day on September 22nd, and Veterans Day November 11th. That is a free park day as well. So take advantage of all those free days out there. As you can see, the action is going on here on the center court. Pretty soon, the Pro-Am, the Junior Pro-Am Shootout is going to be happening here at Indian Ridge Country Club. You're more than welcome to come over and watch that. The silent auction and raffle prizes, that closes at 2 p.m. So we're just about out of here now. I've had such a great time. I love being over here at Indian Ridge. They do such a great job. Remember, they have homes for sale here. A lot of happy residents. It really is almost resort living. We call it country club living, but it really, all the amenities you can think of are right here at Indian Ridge in Palm Desert off of Country Club. So please stop on by. And if not for this event, just come on over and check it out for yourself. A lot of juniors coming out here on the courts, so more awards going. And that kind of wraps it up for me. I'm going to go have some lunch. You all have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you right back here next week for Traveling with Françoise. We start at 11:05 a.m. in the morning. Remember, go to the website, go to the contest page, the calendar page, check it out, watch the television episodes, and more. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you next time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.